3. Choosing a vehicle to use as an SPSV. Before you buy a vehicle that you intend to use as an SPSV, you should make sure that it is suitable for use as an SPSV. The National Transport Authority sets the minimum criteria that must be met by all vehicles in the SPSV fleet. This chapter deals with the criteria that are applied to vehicles entering the SPSV fleet for the first time, either on new licenses or as replacement vehicles on existing licenses. Vehicle standards, roadworthiness, SPSV suitability, wheelchair accessible vehicles, limousines. Vehicle standards. The standards that apply to SPSVs are of two kinds. Roadworthiness standards, which relate to the maintenance and safety of the vehicle, and SPSV-specific suitability standards, which relate to the vehicle's specification, age, condition and comfort, and for wheelchair-accessible vehicle licenses, the additional equipment needed. Roadworthiness. A vehicle must pass the National Car Test, NCT Roadworthiness Test, before it can be licensed as an SPSV. This is the same test as private motor cars are required to pass. The difference is that vehicles to be licensed as SPSVs must pass the test before they are first licensed and before each license renewal. There is one exception to this. An NCT is not required for a vehicle that is less than 3 months old and that has travelled less than 3,000 kilometres. The Road Safety Authority, RSA, sets the criteria used to assess the roadworthiness of all road vehicles. Testing is carried out by National Car Testing Services, NCTS. The NCT test manual and information on the test procedures are available on the NCTS website at www.ncts.ie. To find out how to book an NCT roadworthiness test, visit www.ncts.ie. When booking your NCT, you should specify that the test is for the purpose of SPSV licensing. The NCT certificate must be issued no earlier than 90 days prior to the initial suitability inspection. See below. SPSV suitability. The authority has developed a comprehensive and detailed set of standards with which all vehicles operating in the industry must comply. These are explained in the authority's initial suitability inspection manual, which is available online at www.nationaltransport.ie. The primary aim of these standards is to ensure the quality of vehicles in the SPSV industry. They include minimum standards for age, size, accessibility and comfort. All SPSVs are tested for suitability before they are first licensed as SPSVs, and again, prior to renewal of the vehicle license. The criteria used in suitability testing depend on the vehicle license category and when the license was first issued. They include the vehicle's specification, age and condition, and for wheelchair-accessible vehicle licenses, the additional equipment needed. General requirements. All SPSVs must be mechanically propelled vehicles designed and constructed for carrying up to 8 persons, excluding the driver, and weighing no more than 3,500 kilograms. All SPSVs must have at least 4 wheels, and except for some limousines, all require 4 doors. There are specific technical requirements relating to the wheelbase, the track width, the side-to-side variation in wheelbase, the tire load rating, and the operation of the doors. These are set out in the initial suitability inspection manual. Vehicles must not be a crew cab or pickup. In practice, this means that the vehicles must be designed predominantly for the carriage of passengers rather than goods. Age. The age of the vehicle is important because, while careful maintenance can keep a vehicle in good condition, modern vehicles incorporate safety and environmental features that were not available on earlier models. The maximum age of a vehicle that can be licensed as an SPSV depends on a number of factors, including the category of license, the licensing transaction, new license, renewal, change of vehicle or change of license category, and the license history, when it was first issued, as indicated by the license number, when the vehicle was first associated with it, and whether the license category has been changed on it. The age rules are detailed in Appendix A. Size of vehicle. Vehicles for taxi and hackney licenses, standard and wheelchair accessible, must meet the size requirements explained in the initial suitability inspection manual. The vehicle must incorporate a luggage area of at least 420 litres, secured by a guard or cover, including space capable of accommodating a folded wheelchair. It must be available for luggage. It must not contain any other unsecured items or be dirty or damp. The luggage capacity requirement may be reduced for certain vehicles, such as electric or hybrid vehicles, and it does not apply to vehicles associated with local area hackney licenses. The authority has produced a list of vehicles by make and model that indicates whether or not a vehicle meets these size requirements. This is known as the model report. It is available on the authority's website. Before you buy any vehicle to use as a taxi or hackney, you should check the model report and the initial suitability inspection manual to satisfy yourself that the vehicle is suitable. If there is no information for the vehicle you are considering, or the entry in the model report is incomplete, you should contact the authority for advice. Windows. The front windscreen must allow at least 70% visible light transmission. It may have a darker band at the top, not exceeding 125 mm in depth. All passenger side windows must be clean and readily operable. In vehicles for taxi and hackney licenses, standard and wheelchair accessible, side windows next to passengers must allow at least 70% visible light transmission. In practice, this means that only glass behind the passenger area can be darker. Check the approval number on the glass. If there is a Roman numeral 5 next to the European approval number, the glass is too dark and will not pass the initial suitability inspection. Roof. Vehicles for taxi and hackney licenses, standard and wheelchair accessible, must have a permanent, rigid roof. A properly fitted sunroof is permitted. Seats. The minimum dimensions of the passenger seats, their height from the floor, and the distance between them are specified precisely. See the initial suitability inspection manual for more details. Side-facing seats are not permitted, except in limousines. Seats, seat anchorages, seat mechanisms, head restraints, safety belts and belt anchorages must comply with the relevant standards and regulations outlined in the initial suitability inspection manual. Cleanliness. The vehicle must be in a good, clean condition. The seats must be properly upholstered, clean, and in a hygienic condition. The exterior paint must be consistent. The vehicle must not have paint or bodywork repairs in progress. Interior lights. The standard interior lights must be operational. Temperature control. The vehicle must be capable of maintaining a passenger compartment temperature of 20 degrees Celsius, while the outside temperature is minus 5 degrees Celsius. Bull bars. A bull bar is a supplementary bumper or similar separate structure at the front of the vehicle. If such equipment is fitted, it must comply with EC Regulation 78/2009/EC. Wheelchair accessible vehicles. Wheelchair accessible taxis and wheelchair accessible hackneys must be constructed or converted specifically to accommodate at least one person sitting in a wheelchair and at least one other adult passenger. When no wheelchair is carried, the vehicle must be capable of accommodating three adult passengers. Wheelchair accessible vehicles must also have specialist equipment, including wheelchair ramps or lifts, approved restraints for wheelchairs and passengers travelling in wheelchairs, and the internationally recognised accessibility symbol on the roof sign. Wheelchair accessible taxi or door, wheelchair accessible hackney. All wheelchair accessible vehicles are essentially modified vehicles, and the structural changes need formal certification. Licenses are issued only for vehicles that meet the standards explained in the authority's initial suitability inspection manual, available on the authority's website www.nationaltransport.ie and summarised on the next page. These standards must be certified by a qualified technical assessor, see below, who must complete a technical assessor's full report to certify that the vehicle meets the required standards. The template for this report is available from the authority's website, and this template must be used. In making the assessment, the technical assessor will measure some items and will rely on formal test data provided by the vehicle manufacturer, the vehicle converter, or the supplier or installer of parts for others. The technical assessor's full report must be dated no more than 60 days before the date of the initial suitability inspection. The technical assessor. The technical assessor who examines and certifies a wheelchair accessible vehicle must hold an engineering qualification level 7 or higher on the National Framework of Qualifications, having followed a course of study accredited by Engineers Ireland, see note. Note, see www.engineersireland.ie, accredited courses, or be accredited by Engineers Ireland as a chartered or associate engineer, or be a member or incorporated member of the Institute of Automotive Engineer Assessors. Have a minimum of 5 years' experience of working in a suitable technical environment, preferably automotive or engineering. Have access to adequate facilities to carry out a thorough vehicle examination, and hold appropriate professional indemnity insurance. Suitability requirements for wheelchair accessible vehicles. Requirements for wheelchair accessible vehicles are summarised in Information Guide G9, available on the authority's website. They include element, seat belts, main requirements. For details and other requirements, see the initial suitability inspection manual. EC approval markings or labels, E lowercasing or E uppercasing marking. Documentary evidence required, yes. Element, wheelchair occupant seat belts, main requirements. Approval markings or labels, usually ISO standard or E lowercasing or E uppercasing marking. Documentary evidence required, yes. Element, wheelchair restraint, tie down, main requirements. Approval markings or labels, usually ISO or DIN or FMV SS/SAE standard. Documentary evidence required, yes. Element, seatbelt anchorages, main requirements. Strength test reports. Usually seatbelt to seat connection. Based on Directive 76/115/EEC, as amended. Documentary evidence required. Yes. Element. Wheelchair and wheelchair occupant restraint anchorages. Main requirements. In-vehicle strength test reports. These tests are destructive and cannot be performed retrospectively. They must have been performed on the same type of body shell and the results properly documented and certified. The suppliers of a flooring system may be able to provide the required test data. Documentary evidence required. Yes. Element. Seat and seatbelt anchorages. Main requirements. As previous. Documentary evidence required. Yes. Element. Headroom. Main requirements. Minimum. 1,350 mm in vicinity of wheelchair occupant during turning and restraining. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. Doors. Main requirements. Minimum 1 wheelchair accessible door, at least 745 mm by 1,250 mm, and 1 other door to passenger compartment. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. External step at near side or rear door, where opening height of door exceeds 1,150 mm. Main requirements. If the floor or integral step of the passenger compartment is more than 230 mm from the ground, an access step is required. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. Continuous surface access ramp. Main requirements. Maximum slope of ramp, 16 degrees, capable of supporting 300 kilograms. If detachable, ramp must be suitable for handling, securely fixed when in use, safely stored when not in use, and permanently marked with the vehicle registration number. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. Seat height and legroom. Main requirements. Specified minimum and maximum for seat height, width and clearance. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. Internal and entrance lighting. Main requirements. Adequate, targeted or localized lighting is required at entrance steps, signage and floor areas, and money slots in any dividing screen. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. Window glass. Main requirements. Must be quote-unquote clear. At least 70% visible light transmission. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. Handholds. Main requirements. Must be provided in the vicinity of the doors, steps and central pathways. Must be in a colour that contrasts with adjacent surfaces and approximately circular in cross-section and 35 mm in diameter. Documentary evidence required. No. Element. User manual. Main requirements. Must cover both the vehicle and any specialist equipment in it. Documentary evidence required. Yes. Before you buy a vehicle for use as a wheelchair accessible SPSV, you should check that the vehicle meets these standards and that this can be verified by a qualified technical assessor. You must obtain several items of documentation from the vehicle manufacturer or converter to support your application. You will need manufacturer certification for any seats that have been added or adapted, and test reports or type approvals for the in-vehicle strength of these and the wheelchair tie-down anchorages, and for the wheelchair occupant seatbelt anchorages, and the wheelchair tie-down anchorages, and for the wheelchair occupant seatbelt anchorages. Without this documentation, the technical assessor will be unable to certify the vehicle. Important: the in-vehicle strength tests cannot be undertaken retrospectively. Further information. If you are considering applying for a wheelchair accessible vehicle license or changing the vehicle associated with such a license, you should read the initial suitability inspection manual and the associated information guides. If you are still unsure, please contact the authority for advice. Limousines. Vehicles associated with limousine licenses do not have any age limits and are not subject to the same clear glass requirements as other SPSVs. Although general road traffic legislation requires the front windscreen and front side windows to be clear, the following are requirements for limousines. While there are no interior size limits on limousines, the vehicle must be a passenger vehicle, which by reason of its style and condition is evidently suitable for hire, for ceremonial occasions, or for corporate or other prestige purposes. For licenses granted after 1st of January 2013, the design gross vehicle weight must not exceed 3,500 kilograms. The vehicle must be a make and model specified by the authority or otherwise approved by the authority. An acceptable vehicle list is available on the authority's website. If your proposed limousine is not on that list, please ensure you confirm the vehicle's suitability with the authority prior to purchase. If the vehicle has been modified from its original specification, for example a stretched vehicle or a kit car, and the assessor views the design characteristics to be unique, then you must obtain a technical assessor's basic report for the vehicle before it is first licensed. This must be dated no earlier than 60 days before the initial suitability inspection. The template for this report is available from the authority, and this template must be used.